Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is Mike here.
And this is Stephanie, and you've come back to join us once again. We would like to congratulate you on enduring us for another episode.
We'd like to congratulate us for not scaring you away.
Yeah, that's true. And Mike, what are we talking about tonight?
So far, we're talking about how proud we are that
we're patting ourselves
away.
On the back. It's the old joke: if a porcupine pats itself on the back, does it hurt itself? Right?
That's an old joke.
Well, it's old because we talked about it a few episodes ago. Oh, you're no fun. You forgot about it.
I don't listen to us. I don't know why they do.
I listen to us.
I know.
You're not supposed to admit it.
You just did.
No, you're not supposed to admit that you don't listen.
Oh.
Well, this is a big fucking fail.
Okay.
An attempt at a joke, but it
didn't
work.
So this is Pork Therapy, where communication
is key
in
all
relationships.
Oh, but we ditched that logo.
Yeah.
So it's like
the slogan? Yeah.
No, it doesn't make it untrue.
Communication just used to be key in all relationships.
Yes, and now it's out of fashion, right?
Yeah, now. No, just the slogan, not the fact.
We ditched the slogan.
What is our new slogan?
The slogan is relationship advice from a liberty perspective.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys think of that? We have some guest hoses here.
Hi.
We need to tell you the story about the guest hose, actually. Mike Mike wrote an email several months ago to someone that he wanted to be on the show as a guest host, and he copied me on it because I guess he thought I'd need to know I was on the need to know list. And the email said, yes, would you like to come on as a guest hose, H-O-S-E? So I wrote back, and what did I say? I can't remember. It was something incredibly witty, but I can't exactly remember what it was.
The E and the T aren't even close to each other on the keyboard.
Yeah, that
didn't
make
any sense.
It
was a psycho.
That's a psycho. I like that.
I mean, they're close.
Not that close.
So, communication is key in all relationships, even though that's not our slogan anymore.
Yes, and once again, we have veered severely off topic, like a car in the winter of New Hampshire,
driven
right?
By tooses.
What?
Oh, Saturday Night Live fans will get that joke.
Oh, I didn't get it. I must not be in the inner circle.
So, if communication is so important, tonight's question is...
Yes, tonight's question is, communication is key in all relationships, but how do you handle a non-communicative person?
And talking about this topic with us is...
Bridget.
And...
Jeff.
Who is so excited to be here.
Yes, he's actually really
excited. I am
excited.
I'm just really tired.
Well, at least you're not old Greg.
Yeah. Oh, you just gave away.
Oh, damn it. I guess we'll have to edit that out at first on Pork Therapy. You know, it's funny because a few episodes ago on our podcast, you said there was something that I said that you
out.
Were... You said you were going to edit it out, and you didn't.
What was
and
it?
It was just even funnier. It was about you moving to
Grafton. Oh, nice. I left that in there. Great.
It was about you moving to Grafton so you could publish
your 12-inch
cock. No, that wasn't. It was even more detailed than that, and it was starting a rumor that absolutely was not true. Anyway, go back in our archives if you really care, but we kind of doubt you do.
At porktherapy.com.
All right, we got to get back to the question. So how do you handle a non-communicative person? This question is a little bit vague. Maybe it would
but
be...
But
it's very
hugely
important.
Yeah,
it's super important. We always preach about communication, and it's probably pretty annoying, because sometimes people just won't communicate with you, right?
Do you
try your best.
Someone who's, like, clamming up when you're trying to talk to them, or someone who, like, deliberately is giving you the silent treatment?
Well, I think we should talk about both, but
yeah,
to me, I think more relevant to my life is the people who refuse to communicate. Like, they want you to not know what they're doing or saying or thinking, or they do not want to communicate with you, period. So you have to guess, you know, whether they're going to be on time or whether they're going to do what they told someone they'd do or...
Yeah. Or how about one example that I thought of was people who are just really bad communicators. Like,
that's,
they have
yeah.
very poor communication skills, and they're not interested in improving them.
Yeah.
I might have a situation like that on my hands.
Oh, yes.
It might be a business situation, actually.
Work is definitely important if people won't talk to you.
Yes, that's
so
true.
It's kind of a language barrier.
It's not the language barrier. It's more of a communication barrier. But anyway, so should we start off talking about an example?
Sure, because I really don't know. I don't know where to go with this because I don't have a solution. So let's start with an example.
Yeah, it's a very vague question. So okay, let's talk about
like most of our questions.
Let's talk
are
about
less
the
specific.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we had those two very specific questions that were extremely long, and then the rest of them are totally vague, totally open ended. So anyway, okay, let's talk about someone who gives you the silent treatment. Let's say for instance it's a lover. You're having a fight with a lover, and that your lover gives you the silent treatment.
All right, but it seems to me that if you are still in a positive relationship with someone, if they're giving you the silent treatment, it's going to end sooner or later.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, sometimes...
Well, you cannot be in a relationship with someone who does not talk to you. The relationship will just have to end after like a day or a week or something.
What if they're just giving you the silent treatment for a couple of hours or a couple of days?
And that's the thing with that. It's like, that's a self-limited problem.
Exactly.
Most people
do
not have the patience to to do that for more than a few hours.
Or even a few days or a week or whatever. I mean, we can talk about that. We probably should. But it just seems to me that kind of non-communication is temporary.
Less relevant.
It's temporary. Yeah. They, you know, at the end of the... You know, the period of time where they're so pissed they're not going to talk to their lover, then they're going to calm down and they're going to say, so here's why I was pissed, or finally a fuck you, or whatever. They'll just eventually start talking again, I think. What do you think?
I think they're probably right.
It depends on how pathological the person is.
Yeah.
I mean, some people I'm sure could do it for
longer.
Well, let's talk about the worst of the worst. Let's talk about someone who
Actually, let me interrupt real quick.
Yeah, sure.
When I was in college... I had a best friend who I was roommates with, and we also had another roommate.
Okay.
And we had a...
This is good.
Well, I'm not going to give too many details.
Good example.
Yes, but it kind of relates to what you're talking about, the silent treatment. So, and how pathological I was. So, because we had...
I don't think you have
we had a falling out.
Bone in
we were
your body.
Best... We had... Well, maybe not anymore. We had a falling out, and we were no longer best friends or friends at all, and I was still living there, although I had... then decided to move, but it turned out to be 2 months later, and I just stopped talking to him.
Wow.
So here is my ex-best friend, so we're not friends anymore, the relationship ended, but we're roommates, and not a word.
Oh, Jesus.
So when I had to pay the rent, I'd leave the check on the counter, or he would, or we'd give it to the third roommate, or, you know, we wouldn't use each other's pots and pans. It was just over for months, walking by each other, not saying each other anything. So it can last a while.
A couple of fucking babies.
Hey, man, I was 18.
Still. Well,
can I ask what ended the relationship?
Do you want to go there?
Well, you don't have to say. I was just curious.
All right, well, to be as vague as possible, a woman.
Okay, well.
Or at that time, a girl.
I figured it had to be a girl, but I wasn't quite sure. Okay, well, you know, that's a really good example because I've heard of this situation a lot. Like, two roommates have a falling out, and, you know, they can't immediately move, you know, they can't immediately separate themselves from living with one another. And so what do? They have to live in the same house for some extended period of time. So how do they get along?
Okay.
That's really hard.
Well, what would have been a better way for me to deal with that? I think after the, you know, the argument that we cease being friends or whatever... and a day passed and we calmed down or a week or whatever, then we could have started talking to each other about civilly about things that were unrelated to our relationship, like rent or, you know, clean your turn to vacuum or whatever the case was.
Right. And me be really like go out of your way to make it a cordial, you know, interaction, but don't, you know, don't shoot the shit with them. Just, you know, say, oh, hey, I left the rent check here. That's my half. And, you know, see you later. Have a good day or something.
Did it bother the third roommate to be in between
those? You know, that's an interesting question because...
situation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, actually, because...
better to have a mediator in the middle of that kind of situation?
You know, a mediator would probably be a great thing if just to resolve things or to get back to a normal state of communication.
Well, if the mediator is a good arbitrator, right? I mean,
sometimes
they're a bad communicator too.
Well,
they
I was going to say that's why it was
the drama.
It was interesting in my case because our third roommate really wasn't a good communicator either. Neither of us were on bad terms with him, but he was just kind of a hermit and never spoke, and so
he was perfect in this situation. He didn't take sides. He just took your money. It worked good.
But if he had taken sides, that would have probably made it worse, right? Because he would have.
Well,
just...
but I mean. I don't know what to think about that. Why why shouldn't he take sides? If he has an opinion about one guy cheating on his relationship or the other guy not cheating or whatever the situation is, why shouldn't he have that opinion?
Well, yeah, he could have that opinion, but sometimes it makes it you can express that opinion without continuing to take it out on the person that you have to live with, you know.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I had a roommate at one point where we had, you know, we had some political disagreements. And I would express my discontent with him when he got into this warmongering bullshit about how we should, you know, bomb the fuck out of the Middle East. And, yeah, it was really bad. And
just argue for hours and I would just fucking leave.
Yeah, Jeff would just leave because he lived there, too.
I don't want to listen to that shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we thought about those things.
Neither do I
want
to waste my time trying to argue with a douchebag. Or the
person. See, so sometimes it's okay to be non-communicative.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
say, that's the solution.
Well, okay, can I finish my thought about
sure,
that?
Sure.
What I was going to say was that we expressed our discontent, we hashed it out with each other, but then the next day, it would be fine. I mean, like, we wouldn't harp on it.
Oh.
We let it go. So what I wanted to ask you, Mike, about your situation was, did you guys, you and the roommate that weren't talking, continue to sort of do malicious things? Like, did you put booby traps in the apartment or whatever?
No, it was
or
like
you just
ignoring,
ignored each
completely
other.
Completely ignored.
Okay, well, that's not as bad. I mean, like, what if the person is not only ignoring you, but also, like, you know, leaving...
Trying to hurt your life.
Trying to hurt you, like,
that's
you know...
That's not an unrealistic example.
Yeah.
Putting
bugs in your bed or, like,
air
putting...
worse. Under the seat cushion on the couch.
Oh, God, yeah. That was
what?
A YouTube video that just...
Check it out on YouTube. It's really funny.
What happens?
Oh, there's
somebody
a YouTube video.
Hides a car airbag under
terrible.
The seat cushion on the couch
and
sets
it
off under someone.
Yeah.
And flings him up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The person
and it, like,
flings
shoots
up into
the
air.
Feet in the air.
It's really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a non-communicative bad way to deal with your problems, and also very passive-aggressive, I would say.
Well, how just aggressive?
Yeah.
Where's the passive part of that?
Well, the passive part is they didn't know who put the cushion
oh,
under there,
oh,
I guess.
I thought it was, like,
right?
Standing there looking at the guy or something.
I don't... Well, the video camera was, but the person wasn't.
Well,
anyway,
okay.
This is
not a healthy way to...
Passive-aggression is probably the worst way to express your feeling, or one of the worst ways to express your
feelings.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, that's not expressing anything.
Yeah.
Passive aggression is like
yeah,
avoiding the
anything.
Problem. It's like trying to hurt someone
yeah.
without telling them how you feel or without confronting or without being brave at all.
Right.
Yeah. One, it's probably the easiest
yeah.
thing to do. That's
yeah.
what people do.
Right.
Because
it somehow makes them feel better without them actually having to confront the person and without having to try to work towards a solution, right? Makes the person who felt like they were wronged feel better without having to actually do anything.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
so
how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
How do you deal with the roommate? I don't know. I would say that in the case where the roommates have this fundamental irresolvable dispute, or they feel that it's irresolvable, ignoring each other but not being mean to each other is probably not the worst way to deal
no,
with it.
No, I think it's yeah. probably doable in some situations.
Yeah, I mean,
I
it's going to be awkward and uncomfortable, maybe,
yeah.
but it's not
but
as
you,
bad as maliciously
right, and
interacting
in, and
with
and in the
each
example
other.
I gave, there was a terminus. You know, we
right,
we
moved
said
out.
Yeah, we said
right.
I'm moving out in, you know, in a month or whatever it was. And until then, we're ignoring each other.
Right.
So it was like an interim solution.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I won't hurt you, you won't hurt me. We're not going to be friends and hang out and laugh. We'll just ignore each other for a month.
Right.
But what if you have a person who you know, doesn't communicate and tries to hurt you? Like, I'll use a roommate example, but let's say, I don't know, they just, your roommate's, you know, friendly and you guys get along,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, they start, you know, I don't know, peeing in your water jug
oh,
and,
God.
And, no, I'm serious, and doing hurtful things,
yeah.
like keying your car, what?
Oh, toothbrush up the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, putting your toothbrush up their ass
oh,
when you're
God.
Not around. Putting
and mailing them pictures
putting
of it.
Sugar
the worst
in your.
Thing is, I thought you were talking about them putting their toothbrush up your ass.
but
and
my
I was
point
thinking,
is,
that would really hurt.
If you have a roommate, and my point is, they're doing all these hurtful things and not telling you why. They don't tell you what pissed them off. They don't tell you
yeah.
what you could do to correct it or anything. What do you do
well,
about
then
that
then it sounds
person?
Like they're just a psycho. I mean, that sounds
okay.
really,
okay, it
really
could be. It could be. Because what if you even ask them, look, please stop hurting me for a minute and let's
yeah,
talk about this. What did we
things?
Do? I don't want to hurt you. I don't want you to hurt me. Let's figure this out. And they won't tell you. They say something vague like, you should know.
Right.
Then
like,
how do you deal with
the
that?
The first thing I would do is say, like, first of all, I would ask them, why are you doing these things? And tell them you don't appreciate it. Like, say, this is. I don't think these things are funny. I don't know if you think they're funny, but
yeah.
I'd like to know why you're doing this. Is there some kind of a problem? And then maybe they'll open up and tell you what their problem is. Like, sometimes people want you to ask them what's the matter.
I guess so, and questions are always good.
It's really immature, but, I mean, but to just clarify it, I guess, or try to, anyway.
Well, it also puts the onus on them. I mean, you might assume they're trying to be malicious or whatever, but if you ask them, they have to admit it.
Right.
Or lie.
Just getting it out there that
if
you
have
could a
say,
problem.
Why did you put, you know, why did you key my car? Why did
you put my toothbrush up your ass?
Yeah. Why did you send me this picture of my toothbrush up your ass?
Yeah.
And they sent you pictures when they left.
Oh, that's
right. That's the malicious part.
I get
the passive
it. I must
part.
Not be up but on my, these pranks that you can do to your roommates.
So what if
you want to be a total fucking jerk?
Stuck on the toothbrush up the ass thing. So
my,
I'm so disturbed. I have this vision of it. First, I didn't understand it. Yes, I am a little bit afraid.
Okay, so my point was, I don't even know anymore.
Oh, your point was okay. So, so the first thing you do is clarify the situation. Say,
oh, questions.
Yeah, question.
Yeah,
why?
So if
why
you
did
ask
you
someone,
this?
Yeah,
if are you aware that
if
I'm
you
not
get
okay
enraged by it, that's what they want. They want to hurt you. So if you're just calm and say, you know, obviously. You're pissed because someone's ass toothbrush was in your mouth or whatever. You're pissed. But what's that going to do to calm
it? Too, Bridget.
What's that going to do to resolve the situation? So if instead you calmly say, why did you do this? They're not getting what they want. And if that's all your reaction is, they're going to maybe stop trying to hurt you. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, I actually had... I knew someone who's... Sorry about that, Bridget. Did I interrupt you?
No.
Okay.
I actually knew someone who had a who was in college at the time and had a college roommate who he randomly got placed with. And the roommates, like, they became friends with each other. And then, like, pretty much out of the blue, like you described, Mike, the roommates started playing pranks on my friend. And he thought that the pranks were funny, but the friend didn't actually appreciate those things. Like,
right.
For instance, he would do things like pour a jar of Kool-Aid, like, crystals onto his underwear, and it would, like, it would stain them red and, like, things ridiculous like that. And, it, you know, like, he stained all his clothes and ruined all his underwear or something. And he, like, the person who was playing these jokes thought it was funny, and my friend didn't think it was funny, but I don't think he ever really told the roommate, hey, these jokes are not funny jokes. These are malicious things. I don't appreciate that.
Well, actually, there's an example
kinda laughed
of
it off.
Inadvertent maliciousness, I guess. I mean,
well,
they are
how
basically...
how could you not know that, I mean, like, ruining someone's underwear is malicious?
Well, maybe, you know, I'm not... I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
But maybe they actually thought it was funny, and they wouldn't mind if their friends did it to them. My point is,
the
non-communication is the same.
People have different senses of humor. But
no one's asking each other why they did it. No one's trying to resolve anything.
Well, my point was that my friend should have communicated that he did not like those things.
Yeah.
And he never did, so he was partially to blame.
Because
if he never told his roommate, hey, stop doing that, how could he expect his roommate to stop? He would just complain to me about it. Oh, geez. The roommates happened to be named Mike, actually. He'd be like, oh, Jesus, Mike poured a whole thing of Kool-Aid in my boxers and ruined them all. And then he would do things like penny him into the door. You know, like you put a penny in the door and the person can't get out, right?
What?
Like, it's a common thing in, like, college dorms where they have a door, and the door has a little bit of a space where the hinge part is.
Oh, and if you put the penny in, it can't hinge?
You put the penny in, it can't open, yeah. And so you're basically locking someone in a room, and they're like, hey, I have to go to class, can you open the door? And then nobody, you know, opens
the
door.
No one's in
the
hall, yeah.
Or they have to pee or whatever, you know.
Shouldn't we name this the prank episode?
Yeah.
I know, we're, like, giving people ideas here.
Mail packets all over your bedroom, and you have a phobia of mayonnaise.
Oh, did someone do that to you?
You have a mayo phobia?
Yeah, he doesn't like mayo. I wouldn't call it so far as a phobia, but you don't like mayo, for sure.
It's not like the spider thing.
It's too good.
No, Mike, well, we won't say anything about that. We don't want anyone to prank Mike, but...
So, like, we fill this bed up with, like, little fake spiders?
Oh!
If I thought they were real,
or,
that'd be the end of that.
Jeff, who posted a picture on Facebook of, like, the biggest spider he could find and said it was just for you.
For the record, pictures don't scare me, just real things.
Okay,
but he wasn't afraid in Spider Island at all.
Oh, wow.
Because there were no spiders.
It was called Spider Island, but... All right, this is way off. All right, let's veer ourselves back onto the topic.
Communicating well.
Okay, so let's say that you tell your roommate that you don't appreciate these malicious things that they're doing, and they don't stop. What do you do?
I don't know.
Move out, I would say, right?
Well, that's certainly
an
option.
It's not fair.
Well,
it's not nice.
That's right.
It's not fair, but, you know, life isn't fair. Sometimes you have to make a choice between two shitty options, right?
That's right.
Or more than two.
If the cards that life has dealt you is shitty option one or shitty option two, you make a choice and get out of the shit.
Yeah, sure. And, I mean, I guess, like, I guess you could say the person probably... might have done more due diligence when choosing their roommates, right? I mean, sometimes you really just don't know, or you don't have much of a...
Yeah, and
you
things
don't have
change.
Many options. Yeah, and things change, too, of course. But, you know, living with someone, kind of sometimes you have to kind of be judicious about who you live with, I guess.
Yeah, that's true, but
although
I
you
think
tried to do that, and then your friendship imploded, right, because of a girl.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I
know,
think the
if
things
your
change.
Thing, boffing your girlfriend.
Yeah,
hard
well,
to reconcile.
Yeah, but I mean, everything changes. I mean, the
yeah,
best relationship,
that's true.
Some dynamic is going to be introduced at some point in time that'll cause a conflict. Maybe it'll resolve it well, but
yeah.
Some things are going to change.
Well, once again, we rambled on way too long, and the episode became unwieldy. I guess we're just too communicative. We split this episode into two parts. Next release will be part two and the finale. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.